For KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden. Missouri voters would be required to show photo identification before casting ballots under legislation endorsed by the Missouri House today. The House gave first-round approval to two measures that would enact the requirement. One is a state constitutional amendment that would require a photo ID during elections. The other bill would actually implement this requirement. One of the sponsors, Republican Representative Stanley Cox of Sedalia, says the measure would increase integrity of elections and protect against fraud. Democrats opposed the bill and argued it would disenfranchise voters without proper identification. Missouri's legislature has made multiple attempts to enact the requirement, but have been stopped by the courts and by Governor Jay Nixon. The House measures need one more vote before moving to the Senate. Advocates for felons' rights recently gained support from U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder when he asked states to repeal laws prohibiting convicted felons from voting after serving their prison sentences. University of Missouri Law Professor S. David Mitchell says the current voting restrictions on felons are counterproductive.
But if you think about that, that is anti what we sort of want from prisoners, right? We want them to become engaged, and to say to them, no, don't be politically active, seems to me to undermine the very thing that we want prisons to do, which is to rehabilitate folks to become law-abiding, participating citizens.
Mitchell says the one exception would be for individuals who have committed electoral crimes. Missouri's current law allows for felons to vote after serving their prison sentence, parole, and probation. KOMU-TV News Director Stacey Wolfel has been named as the first director of the new Jonathan Murray Documentary Journalism Center at the Missouri School of Journalism. Dean of the Journalism School, Dean Mills, announced this morning that Wolfel will begin his new position at the Murray Center in September. He says that he's excited about the new position, and although he won't be in the role for 6 months, he's already started planning.
I'm up and running in all directions here to get this going. I'm excited to spend the rest of the spring and the summer putting things together even before I officially take on this title in September.
Wolfel has been at KOMU-TV for more than 28 years. He says it has not yet been decided who will take over his position. A Missouri House panel endorsed legislation today that would move the state's presidential primary from February to March of 2016. Sponsoring member Tony Duggar says keeping the earlier date could cause Missouri to lose delegates at the 2016 National Party conventions. He says moving the date to March would avoid a repeat of 2012 when the state held a non-binding presidential primary. The House Elections Committee voted unanimously on the legislation, and it will now head to the Rules Committee. Missouri Congressman Blaine Lutkemeyer is urging the Federal Environmental Protection Agency to reconsider newly proposed regulations for wood-burning stoves. Lutkemeyer sent a letter to the EPA today saying the proposed regulations could increase the cost of manufacturing wood-burning heaters and drive some small manufacturers out of business. The EPA wants to significantly reduce the particle pollution flowing from the smokestacks of wood stoves as a way to improve air quality. The tougher regulations would be phased in over 5 years. For KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden.